I wanted to tell a super short story of a client that I was working with that is, I think, incredibly timely and one that I think you're going to be surprised by, because the way the story goes is something that I know most people see as negative. However, it was incredibly positive for my client. Now, what transpired? I'll give you the Cole's notes here. I'm working with this client, wants to improve performance tangibly, wants to increase their output, their production, wants to score, hasn't scored in a really long time. And so we're working together. He's putting in a ton of work. It's awesome. They're starting to get back into the headspace they want to be in. Their game's starting to improve. Things are going well. However, they still weren't producing the way they wanted to produce. They hadn't gotten that goal that they were looking for. Now, here's the best part of the story, and probably the most ironic. My client told me this past weekend, was having a conversation with his father, and he said, I was so frustrated that I wasn't scoring. So frustrated. And it's been so long that I said, I'm thinking of quitting. I said, I'm thinking of throwing in the towel and just quitting. I was that frustrated. And then this was in the middle of a rant, and he kept going and kept going. And I said, no, wait a second, bring it back. Bring it back for a second. I said, let's go back into that conversation. Tell me more. What happened there? He goes, I don't know. I said, well, what do you think happened? He said, I don't know. I said, well, what did you feel like when you actually said that? When you took that idea from in here and said it and shared it with your father that you were thinking of quitting? He said, I don't know why, but it kind of felt good in a way. I said, okay, why do you think that is? And he said, because I allowed myself to experience or acknowledge my emotions. And I said, yeah, probably a little bit cathartic, right? The expression of and the release of difficult emotions and complex emotions that can actually bring about a positive experience for sure. But I said, I'm going to take this one step further. My client was so tied into scoring that they felt they needed to score. It was required to feel good. Now, when he said, I'm thinking of quitting, what did that remind him of? I'm thinking of quitting. I'm thinking of throwing in the towel. What do you think that reminded him of? I can quit if I want to. I can step away if I want to, and life can still go on. It's a taking away of the handcuffs that I need to have a good game to be happy. I need to produce to be happy. I need this to be okay. It was an opportunity to let that go. And of course, as we know, where does performance come from? Failure avoidance and feeling like we need to have success, or being free, seeing opportunity, going on an adventure. In that conversation, it was a reflection on, I have the opportunity to take on this challenge. I have the opportunity to go out there and get that goal. I no longer feel that I have to, because I can walk away. It's freeing. Now, the best part of the story, after my client told me that, I said, that is such a profound reflection. I said, we're done. We had an hour session. I said, we're done. We're at half an hour. You're good. You've done all the cognitive work you need to. I said, shut that brain off. Go have an awesome game. Have a ton of fun, because he was playing that night. I said, but we're done here. You've done enough work. Get out of here. Go be the guy that you want to be. Then, this is awesome. Then, at, I think it was around 1 a.m., there was a bit of a time difference. I saw this the next morning. I had a text from my client. Little picture. Player of the game. Puck in hand. Got what they were looking for. And I'm not sitting here saying, you know, we changed the world in one conversation. I just wanted to share this story because it's one that was really cool, and one that I think challenges a lot of stereotypes in sport that we have to obsess, and we have to go harder, and we have to grind. And here was something that was, you know, very much the opposite. It was actually letting go. It was taking a step back. It was realizing, I don't have to do this. I have an opportunity to do this. Thanks for watching. Please leave comments below, questions below, and maybe even future topics. Would love to hear from you. Thanks so much for watching.